to the Upcycle Canada podcast. I'm Jennifer, and together with my husband Dave, we started with an idea, worked on it as a side hustle, and grew it into our first eco-friendly store. At Upcycle Canada, we repurpose, refinish, and reuse discarded items, giving them new life. Sit in on the conversation as we continue to grow from a small side hustle into something much more. Special guests will drop by and share their journey with you as well. This is the most eco-friendly small business podcast in your favorites. This is Upcycle Canada, where yesterday's items are reborn. Let's do this.
Hey, thank you for checking out the Upcycle Canada podcast. It's Dave back again. Jen's at work. Meh, meh, meh. But I thought I'd jump on and do a little update for you. I listen to a lot of podcasts because I'm still working night shift. And so I'm working at a job where I'm on my own and there's free Wi-Fi, ding, ding. So I get to listen to podcasts. And I go through about 8 hours of podcasts per shift, 5 nights a week. It's a lot of podcasts. So so I'm one of the podcasts I love, former guest on our show, Mike and Tay Whiteside from Black Dog Salvage, came on our podcast. Go check it out if you link in the show notes. You can hear these guys. These guys, if you don't know who they are, how do you not? They were on a TV show called Salvage Dogs. Salvage Dogs is based on Black Dog Salvage, which is in Roanoke, Virginia. They did 11 seasons. I believe it was 143 episodes. And they save things from the landfill. They also bring these items, architectural salvage, doors, windows, trim, whatever. They bring them back to their shop and they make something new out of it. So that's really cool, right? That's what we do at Upcycle Canada. So we've been big fans of their show from day one, watched every single episode multiple times and reached out to them and they came on our podcast. Awesome. And so I'm listening to their latest episode. I'll put a link again for that as well here. And I would encourage you to go check it out. They're going through and doing, Mike and Tay are doing a weekly podcast, looking at season one and then every episode in order, taking you behind the scenes of the recording of the show, kind of unveiling for you the reality behind reality TV and sharing more stories and updates from that episode, which is great. So I listened to this episode in particular, and they're talking about, you know, who knows about Black Dog Salvage and all that. And then they just kind of drop in Upcycle Canada as a reference point. And I'm like, I stopped, rewound it on my phone, played it again and again and again and again. And yeah, they just drop our name into their episode. And I'm like, that is so cool. So I have a little clip from the beginning of the episode, and this is Mike and Tay introducing the show for that episode, and you'll hear the reference to Upcycle Canada. I wanted to share with you because I'm like, again, there's this silence for a second when I heard them mention our name. I'm like, really? And so, yeah, so here's the clip from the opening of the Black Dog Salvage podcast about the Salvage Dog TV series. Here you go. You can live this with me as we listen.
Welcome back, everyone.
Who are you?
My name's Tay Whiteside.
And I'm Mike Whiteside.
And this is the Black Dog Salvage podcast. It's the only podcast that where people talk about Black Dog Salvage.
Well, you know, there may be some other ones out there we haven't picked up, but we're vested.
Upcycle Canada.
Yeah! We got a reason.
That's another podcast we've been on.
Yeah, we got that going for us.
And that's it.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Well, if you can't talk about yourself, everybody else will.
So, yeah, so just a casual mention of Upcycle Canada at the beginning of the Black Dog Salvage podcast. And I was like, yes! Yay! That's so cool that they would think to give us a little mention at the beginning of their podcast. Thank you, gentlemen, as always. Great to be a part of your world and to be in your thoughts as you record. Thank you for thinking of us. We will continue to promote you guys and the podcast. So everyone, please go check it out. So I found this also on YouTube was the local news in Roanoke, Virginia, did a story on the end of the Black Dog Salvage TV series, Salvage Dogs. And you hear a little bit from the reporter talking about how this show has been so great for the local community and a little bit behind the end of Salvage Dogs. So I wanted to share that with you here as well as a little reference point to the series coming to a conclusion. So here you go.
Well, you know them best as the Salvage Dogs, but after 8 years and 11 seasons, the Roanoke-based reality show is coming to an end.
Together, a store helped put Roanoke on the map and bring people from around the world right here to the Star City. New tonight at 6, 10 News reporter Annie Schroeder spoke with one of the owners of Black Dog Salvage about what comes next.
Robert Culp never imagined himself in the spotlight.
It was a little tough at the beginning, although it turned out that it was not very hard as long as we ignored the camera.
But when the DIY network approached Culp and his business partner Mike in the early 2010s in hopes of starting a reality show about their salvage shop, it was too good to pass up.
You know, when we started, we had 8 employees, and suddenly we had to take 4 or 5 people out in the field constantly to create these salvage projects that became episodes of the television show. And so our employment doubled almost immediately, and that was before our business doubled. So that was kind of risky.
The show drew people to Roanoke from across the country and even the world to look at the store's antique finds. And the dogs, of course.
Mike always had a black dog right next to him, and his dog at the time was named Molly, and she became the namesake of the company. So Black Dog Salvage just seems brilliant now.
But DIY Network announced it will soon become Magnolia Network and did not renew the show. Regardless, Culp says after 143 episodes, Salvage Dogs far exceeded his expectations.
11 seasons is unheard of in the unscripted television world. And I can tell you that the production company was very surprised along the way that it lasted as long as it did.
As for what comes next, Culp says the pair plans to spend more time focusing on the store and a much-needed vacation.
There's no stunt doubles. There's no salvage doubles. We had to do it ourselves. And I can tell you we're tired. And it's a much-needed rest. We're looking forward to it.
So as an active fan of Black Dog Salvage and all that they do, I would love to see their show come back. Maybe it will happen, maybe not, but it's kind of great to kind of live through this and hope and wish that one day we'll see something in some form. But for now, you have the Black Dog Salvage podcast. So go over there and check them out. Like, subscribe, follow, do all the things. And if you want to watch them record the audio podcast, you can go to their YouTube channel and see them record. And they make reference to things in their hands and drinks that they're having at the beginning of their podcast. You can see what they're talking about, which is kind of cool. Dogs bark in the middle of the podcast. Mike's phone goes off. It's fun to kind of see all the different things that are happening during the recording. I'd encourage you to go check that out on YouTube as well. One more thing for you while we're on the topic of Black Dog Salvage is they have their own line of furniture paint developed by Black Dog Salvage, which they use in their shop. They sell in their store. And I would encourage you to go check it out. This is a little ad from Black Dog Salvage about their paint. And I would encourage you to go check it out if you're into refinishing furniture and you are looking for a paint that has been tried, tested, and proven. I would strongly suggest you go check out Black Dog Salvage new furniture paint. They are not paying me at all to talk about this, but I want to encourage everyone to go check it out because these people are so great and I love working with them. I haven't tried the paint yet myself. I would love to, and I'm going to be doing that in the future, but I want to share this with them and give them a little shout out. And again, point your attention towards a great group down there in Roanoke, Virginia. So here is their ad for Black Dog Salvage furniture paint. Here we go.
America's Black Dog Furniture.
It's finally arrived.
Yeah. Hey, listen, we got 15 colors with a lot of cool names. We didn't want to complicate it too much. Keep it simple. Mix it to whatever color you want with the true black and the true white. You can make any color in the rainbow.
The paint was designed to cover the things that we work with, and that might be glass, wood, metal, old wood, old paint surfaces, and it's really universal as far as coverage.
It dries fast, smooth finish, self-leveling. Man, this stuff is flowing.
So low VOCs.
Right.
Which means really, in a nutshell, low odor.
Yeah.
All right?
So it's good and safe to use inside. You're not going to smell your house up and run your relations out. You can use it on anything on the inside. It's made to cover, adhere, and be protective. You can find Black Dog Salvage furniture paint at
Black Dog Salvage.
That's right.
Okay, so you're like, Dave, I came here to hear about Upcycle Canada. Thank you, by the way, for doing so. When I'm a fan of something, I'm a big fan of something. So I just wanted you to catch that in my voice. And thank you for allowing me the opportunity to talk about our friends in Roanoke. The point of today's podcast episode is to go over a recent blog post on upcyclecanada.ca. Where I kind of give a year-end closing blog post about the store. Now, we don't do a lot of blog posts. Maybe in the future we will. It goes right out. If you sign up, it goes out to your email. And you can unsubscribe if it's not giving you value. But it's just thoughts from us. And we have heard some feedback on this particular blog post. So I thought I'd read it to you. And share with you in an audible form. If you're not a blog person, you might have missed this, but I didn't want you to miss the message behind what we're talking about in relation to our store. Jen and I will be doing an episode together as we align our calendars to talk about this in more depth. And we're thinking about even doing it as a live recording of our podcast, which is interesting. So we might be doing that. So that's in the works. Just kind of keep your eyes and ears open for that. We'll make sure we talk about that on social media and maybe do an episode in advance of that here on your audio app of choice. So you'll hear about it before it happens. We invite you to join if you're available and it works in your time zone. We'd love to have you drop by and be a part of our, I've been doing air quotes here, audience as we record live. So that's one thing we're playing with and putting some effort towards is doing maybe more live podcast recordings for the Upcycle Canada podcast. Might be interesting. So if you're interested, send me a message. Let me know. But this is the blog post that I shared with our community over there again at upcyclecanada.ca. And I guess the title of the blog post is this, Store Closing, How to Walk Away from Your Dreams. There's a little picture of a store closing sign, Everything Must Go. Is included in this. But this is how it goes. This is what it says and what we wrote. This is the end of the road for me. We were not surprised at how emotionally draining it is to shutter a business that we have tried to keep alive despite a full year of closures due to the global pandemic. Understandable customer hesitancy, economic downturns, and a host of issues that have decimated many small family businesses. What hurt the most was being branded as non-essential. Our landlord considered our monthly lease payments essential, our hydro essential, our internet and phone that we use to run a business essential. Jen and I have been working 7 days a week now for 3 years. Have you ever been on a super long road trip or flight and there just feels like there's no end in sight? It is dizzying. We have been working through a flood of emotions and reactions, anger, sadness, pain, relief, guilt, and an overwhelming sadness that we will disappoint our amazing customers and friends. How do you walk away from a dream? Many of our friends haven't shared in our dream. Our competition, in brackets, we imagine, simply smiles with a smirk, a knowing grin that they have outlived our little business. That bugs us. Imagining that someone could possibly be enjoying this public failure, in quotes, the only people who fail in life are the ones that try something new. If you never put yourself out there, you will never fail. How are we building our parachute? It seems like we have already jumped out of the plane and we're trying to sew our parachute as we plummet towards the earth. Recognize these feelings are real is the first heading. Losing a business is similar to losing a loved one. It is common to avoid unpleasant feelings instead of dealing with them. Emotions, on the other hand, have a way of catching up with you. Before you realize it, your bottled up emotions and exhaustion are wreaking havoc in your life. We are trying not to allow them to get the best of us. Recognizing how you feel is the first step towards taking control. The next heading says, don't make it too personal. We can take it personally, permanently. We are taking it personally for now. We know this will pass, but in saying that every time we drive past where our store used to be, we will often wonder if we could have done one further thing that would have saved our dream of owning a small business and employing a team. Giving jobs, finances, and a future to someone that needed it. Failures in general are frightening when they happen. It is accompanied by self-doubt and questions about one's value. As an entrepreneur, we are often tempted to blame ourselves, feeling that we are a failure, in quotes. Some final thoughts. Losing a business means losing a dream, a habit, a delight, a job, a financial future, and many other things. It is a slash to one's ego and an earthquake to one's future. Acceptance is a process rather than a single action, such as not flipping our open-close sign hanging in the window, but taking it down, knowing we have no need for this little sign any longer. Painting over our beautifully hand-painted Upcycle Canada logo on the wall, peeling the branded window clings off the windows, and locking the door for the last time. While it might take some time to recover from this emotions associated with the closure of a business, genuine entrepreneurs will get up, learn, and move forward. If you are reading this or listening to this, and you get the feeling that you are just, that we are just lamenting or having a pity party on your dime, realize with us that in a world of fake success, where you are nothing if you aren't making six figures a year, where you need a huge audience of engaged followers that will await every single social media post, buy your swag, and share your content, there are small businesses and owners that would find great pleasure in simply carving out a meager living, paying their bills, hiring and paying staff, a living wage, and making a small profit. Not six figures, nothing excessive, just enough. We had that dream, but now we are in the final weeks of this chapter closing. We are living the next chapter, see what I did there, of our side hustle. Where do we go from here? Not sure, really. If you find yourself at a crossroad, understand that there's a couple in Ontario, Canada, that completely relates to the tough road ahead of you. Tell your story. If you feel that you have failed, maybe you might have. We might have. But don't let that shape your future. You have more to offer. You are bigger than the external events that seem to shape the opinions you craft about your path. Find someone that cares for you and share your true feelings. Be devastated, be humbled, but realize you learn more in this life by trying and failing than you will ever will from a book, a teacher, an assignment, a degree. A life well lived is better than a life filled with ideas and what ifs and no action. This is signed by myself, Dave, Jennifer, and Paige. And that's the post. And I wanted to share with you so that you had an audio version of it so you can listen to it. And again, if you're interested in following along on our journey as we transition from our storefront back into being a side hustle again, then sign up over at upcyclecanada.ca. You can sign up for the blog and opt in. And if it's not giving you value, please don't let us clutter up your inbox. Just unsubscribe at any time, and we won't hold it against you by any means. But if you're interested in sharing the journey and participating in discussion and sharing your thoughts with us, we would love to hear from you. On our website, there's a little SpeakPipe application, and you can record your voice and share your thoughts. And we'll include it in the podcast and respond. And if you're interested in seeing the live version of our podcast recording that Jen and I are going to do together, you can do that as well, and you can come check that out. So we're working on all that. We got a lot of stuff going on. We're getting to the end of the year. We are enjoying the finality of the store and saying goodbye to some really amazing vendors, really amazing customers in that setting of having the storefront. But our plans are to continue and to keep moving forward in the new shape of what our business offers. So if you're willing to join with us and stay with us, we thank you. And thank you for your patience in the gaps here in the podcast world as we work through a lot of mental anguish. Again, a lot of things going on mentally with us, the two of us. And we just want to come out on the other side of this into 2023 with a renewed focus and purpose. And the fact that you continue to come to the podcast and continue to support us on social media and in your messages, you're a great community and you mean the world to us. And we really mean that. So thank you for being part of the Upcycle Canada podcast. And until the next one, thank you. And we'll talk soon.
This has been the Upcycle Canada podcast. Thanks for listening today. We appreciate your feedback and would love to connect with you. Email your questions, comments, or suggestions to upcyclecanadapodcast@gmail.com. To find out more about our business and access links to all our social media sites, podcast notes, and more, please visit upcyclecanada.ca. A review of this episode on the podcast app of your choice is always appreciated. Please help us build this community by sharing our podcast with your family and friends. Our thanks to Jacob Moon for the instrumental backing track used in this podcast. Please visit jacobmoon.com for more on this talented Canadian artist. Join us again for more great topics, ideas, and practical steps to help you in your daily life. Thank you for listening. Let's keep this conversation going.
Hey, this is Dave. You're like, what's this music? I thought the podcast was over. Well, it is. This is actually an ad. Oh, you're like, an ad. But this is different. This is for another podcast called, ready? Dad Space. Dad Space is a podcast created for dads by dads. Head over to dadspace.ca for all the information. And we would love, if you know a dad, if you are a dad, if you've ever had a dad, if you know a new dad, a current dad, an empty nest dad, we have a podcast just for dads. And I'd love to share it with you and to share it with a special dad in your life. dadspace.ca. Thank you for listening to the podcast you've already been listening to. But if you want a little bit more podcasting greatness, check out dadspace.ca, dadspace.ca, for all the goodness for your favorite dad. Aw, it's like a Father's Day present every day. We'll see you over at dadspace.ca. Thanks for listening to all of our podcasts, and we'll talk soon. This is Dave, and I'll meet you at dadspace.ca. Cheers. and now we dance.